AP Radio News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, marking Memorial Day for all those who died in the nation's wars, including those from World War II.
More than 16 million Americans left everything they knew to fight for our freedom. More than 400,000 gave their lives.
More than 70 years ago, after he died in the fighting in the Philippines, a New York State soldier is being remembered. Rita Foley explains.
Carol Heath's father wasn't around much. His mother was in a mental institution, but he managed to graduate from high school in Gowanda, New York, enlisted in the Army, and wound up fighting the Japanese in the Philippines, where he died in 1942, though no one knows how or why. A classmate's son says Heath had a tough life and should be remembered. He's still trying to piece together the mystery of what happened to him. But meanwhile, Heath's hometown says it will now add his name to the community's World War II memorial. I'm Rita Foley.
Yet another day of severe weather in Texas, where 12 people are missing as flooding washes away hundreds of homes and towns along the Blanco River. San Marcos Emergency Management Coordinator Kenneth Bell tells KSAT-TV the river has reached a record flood stage.
The flow and height is double what it was in the highest ever recorded in 1929.
3 people are known dead from the severe weather, 2 in Oklahoma, 1 so far in Texas. A tornado from the system hit Ciudad Acuña in Mexico, just south of the Texas border. At least 10 people are dead there. Authorities say U.S. military jets escorted an Air France airliner to New York's Kennedy Airport after a threat was made against that flight. A search of the plane turned up no weapons or anything that would be a threat. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has sharply criticized the Iraqi military after it lost a provincial capital city to the Islamic State group. Carter saying the Shiite-led Iraqi forces did not show a will to fight in the battle for Ramadi, a Sunni city. International security expert Sajjan Gohel says that Iraq's national government has not been able to instill nationalism within its armed forces.
It can only be done if there are Western troops on the ground. I'm afraid that issue, the issue that we are all trying to avoid and skirt around, is one that has been there. It's the elephant in the room, and it has to be addressed.
Dozens of protesters arrested over the weekend after the acquittal of a white Cleveland police officer and the death of 2 unarmed black motorists have been arraigned. 58 people appeared before a Cleveland Municipal Court judge this morning. Most pleaded no contest and were sentenced to time served. A handful pleaded not guilty. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.